He returned last night after nearly 9 years away with a familiar greeting.
Welcome to The Daily Show. My name is Jon Stewart. Now, where was I?
It didn't take long for Jon Stewart to resume the kind of humor he was known for during his long run hosting The Daily Show.
Why am I back? You may be asking yourselves. It's a very reasonable question. I have committed a lot of crimes. From what I understand, talk show hosts are granted immunity, so it doesn't matter.
And here to talk about Stewart's return is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Okay, so what happened? I mean, I know there was this long search for a new host of The Daily Show, and now Jon Stewart is back. Is he back for good?
Well, you know, just to remind everybody, Comedy Central had been trying to find a new permanent host for The Daily Show for over a year since Trevor Noah, who succeeded Stewart in 2015, left the program. Now, earlier this year, they announced that Jon Stewart would return as a host just on Monday nights, while also serving as one of the show's executive producers for all the nights. And the show's correspondents are going to pick up the slack. They're going to host the show on the remaining nights of the week, starting with Jordan Klepper, who takes over the program tonight through Thursday.
So Jon Stewart back. Did he seem rusty? Is he right back in the driver's seat there?
Now, I got to say, I'm a longtime fan. I was impressed by how easily he slipped back into that host chair. I mean, it felt like no time had passed at all. And he spent the show's first 20 minutes really digging into the controversy over the advanced ages of both President Joe Biden and his likely reelection opponent, former President Donald Trump. Here's a sample. Let's listen.
They are the oldest people ever to run for president, breaking by only 4 years the record that they set.
So, you know, critics might accuse Jon Stewart of falsely giving way to both sides of this issue, but Stewart insisted that Biden and his supporters in particular should just do a better job of showing the public that they shouldn't be concerned rather than criticizing voters for having the concern.
So how'd the rest of the show go? I mean, he's the executive producer now. Any indication of how that will change the show?
Well, you know, there was a funny segment with all the correspondents pretending to report from a diner, including a joke at Stewart's expense about how voters needed more than the same show from an older yet familiar face. Jon Stewart has said one reason he came back was to platform important ideas and discussions, and he jumped right into a contentious issue.
So as a Daily Show connoisseur, Eric, the big question is Stewart's return the best thing for the future of the show?
Well, you know, it was just his first episode back, but I do think that last night was a fine return to form, and it's going to bring a lot of new attention to the show. Now, the new show probably won't get the million-plus viewers that Jon Stewart had at his height on the show, but he's popular with the show's old-school fans who may still watch traditional TV, so the ratings will probably go up a bit. But times have changed a lot since he last hosted the show. Late nights in decline, younger viewers are on TikTok, and I think eventually The Daily Show has just got to decide if it's going to try to evolve a new voice for a new style of late night TV or if it's going to keep doing some version of what it's always done.
That's Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.